Someone has told us a joke that at hotel, he was taking a sehri meal. Maybe in Kharada, a man was eating the meal. When Azan was started, he was told to stop. But he kept eating again, he was told, when it was started from other masjid. It tells there is a trend to keep eating sehri meal. As long as people are hearing last Azan, keep one thing in mind. Well, Azan was nothing to do with a fast. Azan is called for Salah. Remember this, it has nothing to do with sehri. It has nothing to do with iftar. Had it anything to do with sehri or iftar meal, then there are many cities in this world where not any masjid exists. That is why Azan is not called there. What would you have done there? Keep in mind, Azan has to do with the dawn. As the dawn starts, the time for sehri meal come to an end, right? I mean, you cannot eat or drink. The time for fast starts. Azan is called after the dawn. It's the condition of it. The condition of fast is to stop eating and drinking before dawn. If somebody has already done this, then, well, I mean to say that Azan was called at dawn and he took meal. If somebody has done something like that, with the highest possibility, calculate the fasts which he kept that way. He'll forget the exact number. Think about it with the highest possibility. Go for the maximum fasts, not minimum. They are first. When one has to take money, he tries to do maximum. It's a matter of verb. Anyway, how many fasts he believes with surety that he has kept so and so fasts. After committing this mistake, he is certain it is mandatory for him to keep all the fasts. Only repentance is not enough. You can't say, I'll be careful. It is mandatory for him to keep the fast.